It is the Coach Home. I am Neil Atkinson, and I'm not sleeping nights all that well, to be quite honest with you. And there's a host of reasons why, sort of general planetary anxiety, specific stuff around Liverpool Football Club. The fact that when the seasons change, I don't sleep so well. I mean, you learn a lot about me quite quickly. You know, I've had something strange about that. But one of the reasons why was I watched Chelsea versus Everton last night as part of this Coach Home show, and we've changed this season, and we do it a little bit differently. But I want to do this one in a bit more of a thematic way. And I was really pleased this morning when I checked who was on, and I had Mo and Leanne, because I thought, yep, that's a room you can do this with. So I've got Mo Stewart and I've got Leanne Prescott. And it was off the back of the Chelsea game against Everton, Mo, where, to be frank, Everton can barely land a glove on Chelsea. And it really made me think of what we've seen this season from Manchester City. And it made me think of the football in general. And obviously, in amongst all of this, you're always thinking a little bit about Liverpool. But the strange thing, I think, and to talk about this season as a whole a little bit, and maybe take a little bit of a breath, is on this. I think it's fascinating how Thomas Tuchel has turned up to not just English football, but to this season's English football. And he's looked at the sterility of a lot of what Manchester City have been doing and a lot of what Manchester City are about. And what he's done is, I think he's looked to copy it. I think he's looked to absolutely just do what they've been doing. You know, there's very few quality chances in the first hour of the game between Chelsea and Everton. And I think that Thomas Tuchel's decided that with the players at his disposal, he's going to absolutely knuckle down these games. And I'm fascinated by it.
It is very strange because we instantly think about the like you say, the players at his disposal and almost the fantasy football way of trying to put as many attackers in as possible and see what they can do. But I think he's a very pragmatic man. I mean, in some of his style, he can be emotional within the dressing room, but essentially he's a pragmatic man. He knows he's going into a situation where Frank Lampard he'd gone very quickly from getting it very right to very wrong. So he knows the first thing he needs to go in there is not get beat. And when he saw the games that he had early on in his tenure, thinking about Manchester United and Liverpool, he's thinking, okay, if I can get the other side of those without losing either of those, then I can start to put my plans in place. But I think he's already started to put his plans in place, and that's the fascinating thing for me. When I think back to his PSG team, it was very much he was going into a loaded dressing room full of high-ranking stars, and so he had to kind of set his own agenda, and he had to kind of prove his own authority. In Chelsea, he's done it very differently. He's given everybody a chance. He's been hard but fair with everybody, and it seems to have got the reaction from everybody within. And I think in the situation in terms of the sterility of how they want to play, I think when you look at the Premier League in 2021, as you said, there are a lot of teams who are psychologically scarred. And I mean, obviously, Liverpool's very close to our hearts, so we think of those first. But I think of teams like Southampton, I think of teams like Sheffield United, I think of lots of other teams who have gone from being really good to being really bad and not knowing how to figure it out. So if you can be level at a time when everyone else is oscillating wildly, again, that gives you the platform from which to build.